This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Of course, this is Enterprise, and I'm Frida Liu. Now, Wenny Sun is a self-development coach and co-founder of Tweedlewink. She's also a mother and educator, devoting her passion and time to help children learn with right brain education. We're here with her on her journey in building and establishing Tweedlewink, a school dedicated to using right brain education to enhance the learning experience. Welcome, Wenny.
Thank you.
Originally from Taiwan, went to the US, and now you're here in Malaysia. So maybe before we get to Tweedlewink, right, what were you doing and how did it lead to what we have today?
Oh, I was working for Bell Laboratories since I graduated. I have a master's degree in University of Illinois. And then life just go well, hunky-dory, you know. And so in 2000, I think, I lost my husband, actually, my first husband through cancer. And then I remarried in 2000. And that time, my mom actually went into a coma because she slipped in the bathtub. And she was in Irvine with my other sister. So at that time, the family says, well, you know, what we're going to do? Somebody have to go and take care of her. So I decided I would like to do that. Mm. And I feel this is a very precious time. I don't know whether I'm ever have another chance. So I did. So I decided to quit. So I went to my boss, and I sold my house in Chicago. I went to my boss. I said, you know, I would like just to go, and because my mom has this thing. And to my surprise, and she said, no, don't quit. Take the job with you.
Mm.
So I worked from home in Irvine, California, for about a year. And then I got pregnant. Mm. So when I got pregnant, and I was really blessed because I worked from home, I don't have to travel, and I was a field engineer at that time. So I canceled all my travel. My boss is super, super supportive. And the first 3 months, I told her I really can't. And then and the next 3 months, you know, I feel not comfortable. In the last month, so I didn't really do. So I was so blessed. I didn't even have one morning sickness. Mm. The whole pregnancy is beautiful. Mm. So when my son came, and he was really big, he was 9.6. 9.6 pounds, you know. So it's huge. So, of course, I was quite up in my age.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it. So after that, I keep on thinking, should I quit? Should I continue? Because I was a career woman all my life and never thought about I want to be stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
So my boss keep on saying, are you coming back? Are you coming back? I couldn't decide at that time. And I don't know whether this is a good time to share, but I had a dream, very, very vivid dream. In my dream, I saw myself. I was very busy on a computer in New Jersey. And all of a sudden, I lift up my head. I saw this young, beautiful, thin, white child, boy. Mm. And then I know right away that's my son. And then at that time, my friend Marianne, and she says, make an announcement, oh, we're going to announce your child's future now.
Mm.
So I was curious. I said, wow, then I would just follow her. So they went. And in this room is nothing. It's a pure big room with a lot of light and white. So my son stands right there. So Marianne opened a book and he said, your career, future career, is going to be a realtor. And I was shocked. I said, realtor? My child, be a realtor? He's bright, he's brilliant. How can he be a realtor? I have no, I'm sorry, I'm not insulting the realtors here, okay? But to me, I feel like, you know. And then she looked at me. She said, well, you did not raise him up yourself. Therefore, you have no right to decide his future. After that dream, I quit the next day.
Okay. Okay, so and then what happened, the process that, you know, you end up starting Tweedlewink?
Oh, yeah, and then I studied and I know the importance of 6 years. You know, Chinese always says, you know, 3 years can see something, 6 years see your future. So I know the import. I don't know why, but I know because so I was searching, and there's not much I can find in the West, because I think Western people, they don't really like here, you know, there's a lot of things. So anyway, so I found Tutowink, actually. So I found it, and I started using Tutowink when my son was four months, actually. I started Right Brain, and Pamela was coaching me all along.
And Pamela's the founder of Tutowink.
Yes. And during that time, I think when my son was, then I went back to take a Montessori training. And I remember when he was two and a half or three years old, Pamela decided not to continue because her daughter has a some kind of
illness.
Yeah. So she folded the business. So then that's it. Then until my son was turned four and a half sometime, we met again. And I had a Montessori school at that time in Chicago. We met again, and I knew my passion is always in Right Brain and Montessori, because I see the need on both sides. So then that's why we decided to join. So we formed a new company, and we do it together.
Right. And so this was in the U.S. How did you end up in Malaysia?
That's another long story. But I'll make it short. And we were invited to come to Malaysia as a joint venture with some of the local business people. And it just didn't work out, that deal. So then we have to just do it ourselves. So it hasn't been busy. I mean, it hasn't been easy, but we're very grateful.
We've
learned a lot. Now we met so many wonderful parents and good teachers, and you know, I'm just profoundly grateful.
Right, and it was strange that you didn't end back in Taiwan.
No, I think once we were in Malaysia, well, one of the reasons we think Malaysia is good is because of the language, because all our curriculum, training, everything is in English. And in Taiwan, there is a deficit on this because most people do not speak
English.
English. Yeah,
right.
It's not their primary language.
Okay, so there are all these other systems as well that promotes this right brain learning. You know, you have your Shichida, Hey Guru, and all these sort of things, right? How is this different, or how is this the same?
Well, I think we all say we're doing it right brain, but I think we're a little bit different is the approach. So, because, you know, as a parent, so basically we have two hemispheres, right? So, but when the midbrain develops, it linked to the right side first. So a child can function only from one side first. So then from age two and a half, they start to, the corpus callosum is a thick fiber in the outer cortex of the brain. It started to breach to the left side. So that's why around age two and a half, you see the left brain expression comes out, like language. Consciousness can follow instruction, can do the sorting. But this bridging process takes long, long, long years. Until six or seven, they finish the bridging. So what we're different here is Tutowink in earlier time, of course, we do input because Maria Montessori believed this absorbent mind. So how this absorbent mind works is we have a synapses inside the brain. So when you do a stimulation, for instance, you show the child an apple, a picture of an apple and a word apple. You show the child. So inside the brain, it doesn't create just one connection. It creates a green apple, feelings apple, who gave me apple, where I have apple, the taste of apple, all the EQ and IQ, all linked inside. And later on, you say, oh, look, this is apple. You show the word apple, and then it links again. So the child sees an apple tree. Oh, it links. Child eats an apple pie. It links. So this is so fantastic in earlier year. All we have to do is to expose. We expose the information. The brain does the work. It knows where to link, where to sort, where to file.
Okay, so do you think this has come about because of the education system, and then we're very left-brained when it comes to our education system, your typical formal education system?
Yes. Formal education system is very left-brained. So this is a left-brained, and opportunity is in the first 6 years. So actually the first 3 years, a child's purely on the right brain. They cannot talk. So right brain is very emotional. You know, you look at baby, they cannot talk. They're happy, they smile, then they cry, right? And this bridging in the current educational system, they actually pushed left brain teaching earlier and earlier and earlier. Now we're expecting a 3-year-old, 4-year-old to read and write and speak. And this is not according in a line with their developmental stage. Mm. So during this time, they don't need that. They need, they're still in the right brain, so there is no concentration.
Mm.
They need freedom. They need movement.
Mm.
They need a very high frequency encouragement. Right brain is like antenna. It's really receiving all these signals and frequencies in the air. So Montessori's approach is you put a child in an environment and they absorb everything.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything.
So wait, when you say this as well, so you say, okay, right brain. So in that process of what you're doing to your wing, would it be using both sides of the brain,
yes,
really?
Right? Absolutely.
So it's not just right brain.
No,
you know,
no.
I mean, why use one when you can use both sides, right?
Yes. But so, okay, so our program is a 6 years approach.
Mm.
So it was a very young, like a 6 months, 10 months. They're purely on the right brain.
Mm.
So we do a lot of input. But when they become toddler, their left brain about 10% now.
Mm.
So the right brain is a 90. So we do that and they start to do matching. So we go according to the child's needs. So we prove it. So we provide more matching.
Mm-hmm.
So and then later on when they start to read, and then we do a little bit more on the reading. On the 4-year-old, we will do grammar, we'll do math. But what we're doing is a right brain way.
Mm.
We don't teach the child, this is a verb, this is this, or you do it. No, nothing like that. Everything's color-coded, and it's all singing, moving, games, you know, stories, and same as math.
Right.
When we teach multiplication, it's all story. When we teach periodic table, it's all stories, picture, because that's what's imaging brain. So we want to capture the last leg of the children. They are able to access the imaging brain. Today for adult is very difficult because we're left brain oriented.
Mm.
You want us to close your eyes to see an apple, a three-dimensional apple. Most of us cannot see it.
Mm.
But with the children, that's the beauty of the right brain.
Okay, so I haven't gone. So this the program is basically from 6 months to 6 years, right?
This is our Tito Wink,
yeah.
And our Wink program is from 7 to 12.
Okay, so with the so what happens then when they go from the 6 months to 6 years? They go through this process, and then after that, they go to school, right? How will it help? How will having gone through this help them in the formal school?
Fantastic, definitely. Because what happens, you build a database. So it's like a computer, right?
Mm.
You hardwire their brain. The synapses is a hardwired. So we give perfect pitch, for example.
Mm.
So perfect pitch is all the frequency, right? When you hear a tone, you can produce exact frequency. That's called a perfect pitch. This, you got to do it at a young time. As an adult, cannot do. Either we have it or
we
don't have it.
But we believe that everybody has it if trained. If
it being exposed. Because this is connection inside the brain, right? So then why do we need that? If you want your child to have a higher achievement in music, you need it.
Mm.
If you don't have perfect, how are you going to play violin? You can't even detect the subtle differences, right?
Mm.
For foreign languages, superb. When you have a perfect pitch, you can actually hear the subtle differences.
Right.
Was all the thing.
You know, so sometimes do people say that, you know, are we giving too much? You know, there's this perception, you know, are we over exposing our children? Why can't kids just be kids? You know, you have people saying that as well.
Yeah, but if you teach your child left brain way, yes, I say stop.
Mm.
Don't teach. What we're doing is not teaching. We're exposing in a very fun way. Children, they don't know they're learning.
Hmm.
That's the difference. So if you teach your child, as a 3-year-old, say, sit down, mommy's going to show you, this is apple, follow me and read. No, forget it. Don't do it. You got to do it differently.
All right. I'm here with Wenny Sun from Tweedlewink, and we'll talk a little bit more about her business after this. You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is Her Vantage and Enterprise. Good afternoon, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Wenny Sun from Tweedlewink. And Wenny herself is a self-development coach and co-founder of Tweedlewink. And this whole process of what they have at Tweedlewink is right brain education. Wenny, also starting this business in Malaysia, you want to be an educator, but it now involves starting a business, right? What have been some of the learnings for you coming from the U.S. and starting a business here?
Oh, it's quite difficult. I think one of the most difficult part is, I think, you know, as a parent, we always want the best for our children. That's a given. Mm. But sometimes what we want, it might not be appropriate, right? So I see so many parents say, oh, my child is going to go to Chinese school at age 6. I better be prepared at age 4. And I keep on telling them, I say, you know, at age 4, the left brain is not there. Mm. Your child is not going to be able to sit down and write and express. And but the worry, the fear, then what am I going to do when he's a 6 or 7, right? Mm. But I say 6 and 7, she's already left brain, then that's okay. Left brain today, we're all left brain. You want us to jump around every day? We cannot do anymore. Just like you want the child to stop moving. It's not possible. They're just the way they are. Mm. So the preschoolers, the younger children, is like a caterpillar, and we are like a butterfly. Mm. We are a different species. Mm. So we cannot ask this one, the caterpillar, to be a miniature butterfly, and that's what we're asking them.
Right. You know, what we always, I know in Malaysia, we always comment about the education system. And I would think that in the U.S., it'd be a little bit more right brain.
Yes, they are. Okay. They are. Mm. Because there's no pressure from the parent.
Mm. Okay, completely no pressure from the parents. So also, like, we're starting a business here. You know, how has the response been in terms of getting this idea across to parents?
That's difficult. That's what I'm trying to reaching out, because I always believe if parents know better, they do better. This opportunity, it happens only once in a lifetime in a child's life. And this is the only time they are able to tap in their subconscious, build a beautiful mental library without even have a pressure of learning. Hmm. If we cease this, what you're going to see in the future, your child is going to learn everything easy, learn everything faster with a lot of creativity. My son at 13 years old, he is in year 10. Most of the children go to year 10 when they're 15. Mm. So he's 13, a very competitive school. And he's doing very well. Mm. He's taking his math, biology, physics, chemistry, of course, English and Chinese and business.
There goes his career as a realtor.
No, he wants to be a doctor now. So he wants to be a biochemist. Yeah.
Okay. So this whole program, what is it like? You know, so someone sends their kid at 6 months. They go once a week.
Yes, once a week.
And they're what are they exposed to at 6 months?
Oh, we're being exposed to everything is relevant for their future. Mm-hmm. So of course we give you phonics, math. And science, our science is so fantastic.
At 6 months?
Yes. We do solar system, atoms, neurons, electrons, plant cell, animal cell, Fibonacci number, golden ratio, periodic table, how the flower grow, cloud formation. Yes, body system, invertebrate, skeleton system, you name it, we got it. Okay. Because another one very, very important factor parents don't know is in the earlier time, left brain is weak. Mm. Then you say, why would it be good? We're all left brain. We like it. Mm. Left brain's job is to protect us, right? Mm. So left brain say, oh, that's too high. Don't jump. That's too hot. Don't touch. Okay. Good brain, right? Mm. Yes. But it filters information because of their protective nature. Oh. So when you give child Fibonacci number in the earlier time, yeah, a 2-year-old, create Fibonacci number, create a file called Fibonacci number, no resistance.
Right. So this was founded by Pamela.
Yes.
Pamela, what's her last
Hagen.
Name? Okay, so Pamela, so how did she develop this program?
Oh, she got 4 children and all the things are through her experiences. She was a Montessori teacher. All this program were developed in a Montessori environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right in right now where you have one branch, right, and one outlet or one center. How many teachers do you have? What kind of training do they go?
Right now, we have three centers, actually.
Okay.
So one is in Damansara, and we own. Mm. And one in Sitiawa, Puchong, we also own that. And then the other one is in Klang, mm. and that's a licensee. Mm. So I have altogether in my Damansara center, I think I got seven teachers. And in Sitiawa, I got five.
Mm. Mm. Okay. So and with this, what kind of training do they get?
Tutoring training is fantastic, mm-hmm. I think, because for me, one of the reasons we came to Malaysia is really we want to preserve what Tutoring is all about. Tutoring is a very gentle, loving program, and to do it right is our centeredness. You know, as a teacher, you're the pendulum. So if you yourself emotionally upset, then your whole class is going to go berserk, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of training, not just on the technique, and also because our curriculum changes every single week. Hmm. Every week is different science. Every week is different math. Every week is different music. So we just keep on. So you can see the teacher have to be on their toes to learn every week. So we have to allocate a lot of time for them to learn. And we do culture. So children from the very, very young, they're exposed to know Malaysia is not the world. Mm. There's so many different countries and have different kinds of people, have different color, eating different food, speaking different languages. Mm. So we have this trip every week. We take the children, go on the journey of the. So anyway, so our teachers' training is a lot because the nature of our curriculum, and we're very fast-paced because we give a lot. Right brain, every second, take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 images.
Right.
So the success of early education, you need three things.
Mm.
One is the environment. The environment has to be encouraging, has to be high frequency. And children feel, okay, so we're talking about frequency. All this is a subtle thing. So in our center, everything is like a wood, natural, because natural wood resonate higher frequency. Everything is a cotton. Cotton resonate higher frequency than polyester, right? The color, the soothingness of the color. There's no bright colors and stuff like that.
Oh, the office looks like we're in trouble.
Not suitable for the three-year-old right brain. But for left brain, it's very organized. Mm. So the environment is important. And also how we talk to children. And how we engage with children, because highest frequency is our love.
Okay. So is it then one of the most challenging things is finding the teachers?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so how do you go about finding the right people to join you?
Difficult. Mm. Difficult. So a lot of people apply through our website, and they're searching, and they find us. And sometimes I go through Job Street, but very difficult. I have to screen through hundreds maybe to find one.
Right. Mm. So all in, how many centers do you have now? You
three.
Said three. Mm. So are there any plans to move outside Malaysia?
We hope so.
Right. I can see Singapore lapping this up.
Yes, 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 yes. And okay. I just need, because you see, tutoring, we do education as an education. We are not really doing education as a business.
Mm.
So if I do education as a business, I don't have to have all the things. And my room is bigger, and the student amount I take is smaller. And then I give you the curriculum so tight, so much. I remember my sister one day came to me from Berlin. She looked at all my materials. She said, Winnie, are you crazy? This is only 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. What are you doing? This is all high school stuff. You know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to yourself? Why give you so much? And we don't compromise on that.
Mm.
Not because of that. I do it for the education.
Mm.
If I do as a business, I can shortcut a lot of things.
Right.
And which we don't.
Mm.
Okay. So for people who come into this business, they have to have the passion and the willing to serve. And maybe my age is a little bit older. So I realize certain things. Mm. I mean, we're here. What is our primary goal? Actually, is to serve.
All right. Thanks for being with us and sharing Tweedlewink's story. I've been speaking to Wenny Sun. You've been listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.